Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. It's Thursday, which means it is Author of the Week, sponsored by the fantastic people at ABC Books on North Glenstone, just south of Kearney. And our author today, Andrew Farley, lead pastor at Church Without Religion, a non-denominational church on the High Plains of West Texas, also the author of 7 best-selling books, including The Naked Gospel and Twisted Scripture. You can learn more about him at andrewfarley.org. His book, Gospel Zero, Reclaiming the Radical Message of Grace. Thank you for being with us. And I'll just open up. What's the book about?
Yeah, so it's basically, first, thanks for having me. I'm glad and excited to be with you, my friend. The book is different. I mean, it's all about what if the apostles were alive today? What would they be saying to us? What if they had podcast deals and what if they had social media accounts? What would they be tweeting out? What kind of truth bombs would they be delivering to the Christian world today? What would they think of the chaos of churchianity, our big budget temples? Oh my goodness, we're spending so much money. And then do we really know the gospel? There's people that are in church 30, 50, 70 years, and they still don't know if God's mad at them. What's the final judgment going to look like? Are they forgiven? So we got to get back to the gospel. And that's what Gospel Zero is all about, asking, what if the apostles were alive today? What would they say to us?
Now, this is described as a combination of the Screwtape Letters and the Shack, which are both presented in story fashion, if you will. Is that what Gospel Zero is also in terms of presentation?
Yeah, every chapter is a letter, and it's written to the people of today. And so it comes from, each letter comes from Andronicus and Johannes, two fictional apostles who are alive today walking among us. And the question is, what do they have to say to us about how we've mixed church and politics together? What do they have to say about Catholicism and Protestantism and that division? What do they have to say to us about the average Joe is sitting in a church pew and what he believes or she believes? So it's written in a fiction. It's obviously a piece of fiction. It's written as a basically a creative way to say, hey, what are we missing 2,000 years later? Like, where have we gone wrong, and what can we do better? And what am I missing from this powerful gospel that the early church was willing to die for this message? Why is that? They were willing to be tortured and killed for this message, and yet the average Christian seems to think, well, Christianity is about obeying all the rules in the Bible and try to be a good person, try to be a good Christian, try to crank out good-looking, fruit and works. And is that really what people were jazzed about, behavior improvement? Or is there something deeper on an everyday level that we can enjoy from God?
I guess to a large degree, almost rhetorically, it's not uncommon to try and take the teachings of so far back and implement them today. And people, what would Jesus do? That is obviously in the context of today, but then it's sort of left open in the air, isn't it? I guess, I don't know, what would Jesus do? But we think about him in that time versus us today. And this sounds like, and just have you elaborate on this, maybe almost to just fill that gap, that hole, that unanswered question of, okay, what does that look like today?
Yeah, so I think we're asking, what would the apostles do when we got crosses hanging on our walls and we're saying, yay, Jesus did it all, and then 5 minutes later we're asking for forgiveness. Well, I thought you said you were forgiven. I thought you said Jesus took your sins away. I thought you said he removed them as far as the east is from the west. I thought you said he remembers your sins no more. So what are you doing asking for forgiveness when you just told me you're forgiven once for all, as Hebrews says? So, it's what would the apostles think when we dim the lights and play the sad music at communion trying to get right in 5 minutes or less? So when the Welch's grape juice is coming down the aisle, why are we trying to get right in the next 5 minutes, when in fact the whole purpose of the supper is to celebrate that Jesus qualified us. He qualified us through his blood and through his resurrection. And so, you know, it's ironic that we're trying to qualify for a supper that in fact celebrates that he qualified us. So what would the apostles say about all these things when we, the church, are trying to wake up every day and die to self? Well, that phrase doesn't even exist in the Bible. We made it up. But why would we try to die to self when our old self died and we're the new self? Well, we are a new creature in Christ. The gospel is not wake up every day and kill yourself. The gospel is wake up every day and count yourself alive. So we're just missing some key components of the gospel. And this book, Gospel Zero, is causing us to get back to the core message that is powerful and radical and controversial and totally Jesus-centered.
We are talking with our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, Andrew Farley. As he mentioned, the book Gospel Zero, Reclaiming the Radical Message of Grace. There's a level of safety, I suppose, when talking about things of Christ and Christianity by reading directly from the Bible, because one can't really dispute that as a Christian. But when you begin to explore, as the book does, all of these different, how would that look today? How would the apostles, you know, with podcasts and, you know, the celebratory nature of churches today, all of a sudden, you know, that gets into interpretation, and that can, I guess, for some people, maybe be controversial or make people bristle up and feel like, well, no, that doesn't sound right. Have you dealt, well, first, before whether or not there has been any sort of disagreement with you as to what this looks like, what was that development like? Did you work with others? Did you just brainstorm yourself? Because I think just the questions themselves are very interesting.
Yeah, so I did write the book with a co-author, John Lynch. He's been a pastor for 40 years, and I've been a pastor for 25 years. So we wrote it together. It was definitely an awesome collaboration. He's hilarious. He's a dramatic storyteller and super good with sarcasm and wit and humor. And so you'll find that in the pages of Gospel Zero, you have this wit and sarcasm peppered throughout, and it makes it a lot of fun as we poke fun at legalism and start tipping over sacred cows and pointing people to the real gospel message, which never disappoints. I get what you're asking. I mean, you know, but that would be true, I think, of any time writing a book.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's not the Bible, then you're going to get one person or two people's interpretation of something. Now, the way we wrote this book, it really started with about 300 scripture passages that we peppered throughout the entire manuscript. And then basically we wrote the book around the scripture, which is a unique approach. But what it enabled us to do was capture about 300 of the largest points made in the New Testament and really do a comprehensive job of making sure that we're representing the gospel really accurately, but with the humor and the sarcasm and the wit. So have we gotten pushback? Yes. I mean, for 2,000 years, I would say the gospel always gets pushback. I mean, people say, oh my goodness, that's greasy grace or something. And we say, wait a minute, greasy grace, what were you trying to climb a fire pole and you slipped down? You know, it was never about you climbing up to God. It was about him climbing down to you in the person of Christ. And then people say, oh, that's hyper grace. That's too much grace. And we're like, well, I mean, we're pretty hyper about it and pretty excited. And the New Testament uses the prefix hyper 4 times to describe God's grace. So, yeah, it's a radical grace that is not just forgiveness. I think people get scared when they think grace is just forgiveness and a get out of jail free card. Yeah. And that's all it is, you know, but grace is powerful. Grace is when God rips out your heart and replaces it. Grace is when he causes you to be born again. Grace is when you're a new creation. Grace is when the Holy Spirit comes to live in you and guides you and counsels you every moment of the day. So grace is not dangerous, because grace is really victory over sin. I mean, you know, that Romans says it. It says that apart from the law, sin is dead, and sin won't master you because you're under grace. And so to say we need less grace is to say we need less victory.
We're talking with our author of the week, Andrew Farley. The book is Gospel Zero, Reclaiming the Radical Message of Grace. Do you find that as people read through this and receive it and they give you feedback, that there's any one particular chapter or storyline that you get the most feedback on? People that felt, man, that really made a connection, or it made me think of it in a way I hadn't thought of before, more than any other passage or area of the book?
Yeah, so, you know, I would say how close we are to God. So a lot of people are hearing in church, or maybe they're hearing in their Bible study or religious circle. They turn on Christian radio or TV. They're hearing, we got to get closer to God. And here's three steps to get closer to God. Here's five ways to get closer. And we imagine him kind of in the distance, and we're inching ourselves closer. Now, what's interesting is the New Testament never says that a single time. It says that by God's grace, we've been put in union with Christ. I want us to think just a minute, what's it like to be in union, bonded and fused together with Jesus? Jesus called it vine and branches relationship, and he said, Father, that they would be one just as we are one. And so think about how close Jesus and the Father are, and then Jesus was praying that we would enjoy that exact same thing. And that's what we get in the gospel. You know, 1 Corinthians 6 says, we are one spirit with the Lord. So I know what we've heard because I grew up in the Bible Belt. I grew up in the USA. I know we've heard that if you do your devotions, if you do your quiet time, maybe six more trips to church and five more accountability group sessions or whatever, and you're going to get closer to God. Well, actually, yes, we're learning, and yes, we're growing, and yes, that's a process, but as far as being close to God, we are as close to God as we can possibly be. The only way we could get close was through the blood, and that's finished. The only way we could get close is through the resurrection, and that's done. So it's time for us to count ourselves clean and close to God. And when you start believing that you're clean and close to him, next thing you know, you're acting like it.
Final question for Andrew Farley, our author of the week on the book Gospel Zero, Reclaiming the Radical Message of Grace. What's your ultimate hope for people who they purchase the book, they read through it, maybe pass it along to someone? What do you hope for them?
Well, first, I want them to see that a book about the gospel can be downright hilarious. It can be fun. You can enjoy the wit and the humor in it. And then you're not just going to laugh. Like, you're going to learn some deep and profound truths about your forgiveness, about freedom from the law and living under God's grace. You're going to learn about how close you are to God. If you're tired of churchianity, tired of trying to do your best and try your hardest, then this book's for you. It's going to help you breathe a sigh of relief and get to know God's grace like never before.
I want to thank you, our author of the week, Andrew Farley, for being with us this morning. And, of course, ABC Books on North Glenstone, making it possible for us to interview these fine folks every week. And like all of the author of the week books, you can find Gospel Zero, Reclaiming the Radical Message of Grace at ABC Books on North Glenstone. For Springfield's Talk 104.1, I'm Nick Reed.